Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Neil, thank you very much for that. Now, delays in screening and surgery, radiotherapy services not staffed, and clinical trials short of target. These are some of the results of the underfunding of the National Cancer Strategy. The Irish Cancer Society says funding should have increased incrementally over the past 8 years, but it has actually been losing investment in cancer services since 2017. We're joined now by Professor Michaela Higgins, who's president of the Irish Society for Medical Oncology. And Michaela, you're welcome. Can we go through a few of the things then that have been hit by underfunding? What are the most serious deficits as a result?
Thank you. Well, we're seeing that target wait times for cancer are not being met. And the human cost of that is that my patients, some of whom are receiving quite toxic chemotherapies, aren't getting their scans on time. So extra months can go by before we find out whether or not their treatment is working. And for my patients, unfortunately, that's time that they can't afford to waste. We also need patients to get diagnostic workups in a timely fashion. So this is patients who may have a worrying symptom, not being able to get scans in time, to get biopsies in time so that they can get the treatment. Unfortunately, as you point out, there are also delays in accessing adequate surgery for some of our patients. And this varies over the country. And of course, we don't want it. We want every patient, no matter where they're from in the country, to be accessing surgery or radiation treatments in a timely manner. But we know that, for example, in 2022, 1 in 4 breast cancer patients did not get their breast cancer surgery on time. And in 2021, 1 in 2 prostate and pancreatic cancer patients also were missing out on key deadlines of getting their surgery in time. So we're really feeling it and seeing it and missing the funding that should have been provided to support the implementation of the National Cancer Strategy.
And in those situations, if you take that example you've given there of 1 in 4 patients awaiting breast surgery for cancer, when that happens, I mean, is there life-limiting outcomes as a result?
So a really important principle for patients with cancer is that the earlier you get the cancer, the better the outcomes. We know this, and that's why the smart money really should invest in preventing cancer in the first place where possible, or detecting it early and treating it as soon as possible. At the moment, about 20% of patients who are diagnosed with cancer in Ireland are coming through the accident and emergency department. They have symptoms, they're less well, and in general, they have more advanced cancer. So the better thing to do would be to prevent the cancer or detect it early, get those scans on time, get the screening programs working optimally, which is what the National Cancer Strategy wants to do. And that would actually save us money in the long term. That's a wiser investment. Try to catch the cancers early, treat them on time, because we all know that treating advanced cancer is very expensive. The treatments we're using these days are, you know, extremely expensive, and the whole world is struggling with paying for them. So the wiser money, and what the strategy is trying to do, is to prevent it, catch it early, get treatments on time to maximise outcomes for our patients.
I know the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, was asked about this back in April, because there was this open letter from a number of cancer surgeons and doctors saying that they were concerned about the lack of investment in cancer. And at the time, Stephen Donnelly said that there had never been as much investment in cancer services. He said over 3 of the 4 years in government, there's been very substantial investment into the National Cancer Strategy. And that he said, I funded them in the first 2 years to the tune of 14 million, and they weren't able to spend that money in the first 2 years. So that continued to roll on into the third year.
Well, any business will understand that you need ring-fenced funding year on year. And the fact is that, unfortunately, the strategy has in fact only received adequate funding for 2 of the years since its launch in 2017. So as you can understand, if we don't know what money is coming in next year, it's very hard to build on progress. And if you're given a deadline of the 31st of December, sometimes recruiting the right staff to the right jobs runs over by a month or two, and then we lose our funding. So we certainly have been underfunded. I appreciate that a lot of money has gone into the healthcare system in the intervening years. We all know that that's true. But remember that, unfortunately, we have an aging population in Ireland, and that means we expect the number of cancers in our country to double by 2040. So there's a huge amount of cancer coming down the tracks, and that's why the strategy is trying to plan for how to provide it. It's going to be expensive. The amount of cancer is increasing, and we're going to have to spend more money, but it's about how we do it. And we would like to be able to strategize and plan year on year to do that. And to do so, we're going to need confirmed ring-fenced additional funding each and every year.
Okay. Can I just ask you finally, Michaela, we have a question here from one of our listeners. Is the delay in cancer care the same in both public and private healthcare settings?
It's not entirely the same, unfortunately. Perhaps what that patient is referring to is the fact that for public patients trying to access some of the novel therapies coming along for cancer therapy, there is a delay. The drug reimbursement process on the public side of things is a complicated, laborious, multi-step process. And we know that in 2023, it was taking an average of over 650 days, almost 2 years, between a drug being approved by the European Medicines Agency and available for an Irish public patient. Whereas now in the private system, patients are able to access drugs as soon as they're approved by that European agency. So unfortunately, at the moment, for some novel cancer treatments, there is a gap between access to drugs for public and private patients.
2 years of a gap.
There is indeed. Yes, it's heartbreaking.
And would extra funding for the National Cancer Strategy help with that?
It would, and extra money for the National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics and for the National Cancer Control Programme. So the Department of Health did commission the Mazars to look into this, and an implementation report was provided to the Minister and was due to be published, but we haven't seen it yet. There was due to be further staff put in to support that application process so that drugs would come through more quickly. But due to the HSE staff embargo, those positions actually haven't come to fruition.
All right.
And that delay continues.
All right, Michaela Higgins, Professor Michaela Higgins, thank you very much for joining us with that update.